Fisk yourself, you know.
Go fisk yourself. God. Dave probably gets that. I don't know what fisking is.
The file system check program, FSCK.
File system check program. And me without a notebook. Okay, thanks. Super. All right. So, Unix, how about it?
Yeah. RTFM, there we go. That's all that needs to be said about it.
That's all that needs to be said about life.
Yes, RTFM. I agree with you.
Isn't that the thing that deletes everything?
No, RTFM is an acronym.
For? Well, thank you. God.
Read the fine manual.
Where fine is, where F does not stand for fine.
Oh. Super. Alrighty.
But for some other
outstanding. So how did you learn this? Was this something you actually took a class in, or did you just pick it up from being here? That's what everybody says. It's not like...
It's not that hard.
I haven't picked it up yet. Yeah. I mean, I've been in this building for 3 years, and I haven't absorbed it yet.
Their packets at the CS help desk.
Yeah.
Decent for info.
It's sort of like a Creole a pigeon. It's a pigeon. That's what it is. It's a language that's not really worth studying, because you'll just sort of pick it up. I like that analogy. Thank you very much. I'm going to sit on that one for a bit.
How many pigeons did you pick up in your life?
Pigeons? Three or four.
Sounds good. Kick a pigeon the other day.
Kick what?
Yeah, she connected too.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm freaked out.
Wow, it actually allowed her to touch it. I mean, it got that close. Well, yeah, okay, but I mean, the fact that it got that close.
She was just walking, like, and the pigeon was walking the other way. She just kicked it.
Man.
Oh my god.
It was pretty, yeah, it was pretty startling. I mean,
wow.
Some girl. Some random girl.
Like on the street. Wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I was a little wrong. I mean,
yeah.
Pigeon, I mean, definitely not take advantage of the close proximity that
well, the pigeons allow. In agreement with them, right?
Yes, according to Seinfeld.
Yes.
What's the agreement with the pigeons?
And we leave them alone.
Actually, that is very true. That's very true in a lot of ways. Although there's like a whole entire industry of companies that will keep pigeons off your roof so they don't like poop on your stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do they do that? Do they shoot them?
I don't think they take them somewhere. They like take them to Canada or something.
They physically remove them? I thought they just put something.
You realize the same species is also called squab.
Squab.
Which is a fine delicacy.
Ah. I don't think they killed them. I thought they just put something up there, like a scare pigeon.
Chop them up and...
A la Scarecrow. Baste them? Ooh, that's rough. Man, so, Unix, woo! How about that stuff, man? That's some crazy programming, isn't it? God.
That's a good question.
I wish I knew what to ask. What did we not touch on yesterday?
Jeez, I think we spent 40 minutes covering the basics.
We really did.
Pipes and redirection.
We didn't talk about
pipes.
Pipes are things that are in your house.
Yes.
Water pipes?
They bring water from one place to another.
Is it like a pipe dream?
Much like the Unix pipe.
If you dream about Unix, is that a pipe dream?
To make a long story short...
Can you make it about 20 minutes?
Yes.
Actually, 18.
A pipe is a means of redirecting the output of one program to the input of another program.
Okay.
So, what's a good example? So let's say you
cat.
Have what?
Cat.
Cat, yeah. But you don't ever need to use cat ever, right? You can most programs will take standard
sure.
in, and you can just redirect standard in. So for instance, let's say you have like a table that's a flat text file that has like numbers in the first column, words in the second column, and then a whole bunch of other shit, but you only care about the first two columns and you want them sorted by number, you could first use the sort program on that file and then pipe it to another program that'll just print out the first two columns. So
there's a sort is one. Remember said that Unix is a collection of small programs.
Sort is one of them.
Okay, yeah. Right on.
Sort will allow you to sort by pretty much anything.
Anything you want.
Each command.
Alphabetical by hat size?
Yes, by hat size.
What's the syntax of a pipe command? As I never use pipe in Unix, but I use pipes in VMS.
Program A, pipe program B.
Is it? There's no...
Simple as that.
There's no...
Provided the programs take standard in.
Right.
And deal with standard out. You can also redirect standard error, of course, with just by adding the ampersand to the pipe.
What's standard...
So the standard in is like the terminal. If you type something to it, it's standard input. So if it's the overriding concept is a stream. standard one is the standard one.
Okay.
It's just the one that works by default.
Think of them as three rivers flowing in parallel. And you have
in and out in error.
Right. They just happen to be called in out in error rivers.
Yak and the
Allegheny.
Sure.
It's Google.
And you're sending information.
And my favorite river. The earliest Ulysses had a limit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Of like, 10 rivers at a time.
Okay, yeah, it was really small.
So what's the craziest Unix command you've ever typed? God, I hate this topic.
100 characters long.
Woo!
What had to be awkward is that?
It used Oxed, Pearl Sword, and a couple other
things. I'm so sorry I asked. Man. What did we talk about yesterday? We can review.
Man files.
They're good. I like them because they're like all user friendly. Hey, man.
What's the difference between a list command and a dir command?
Nothing, but just different
flags. Yeah.
So there's things you could see in dir that you couldn't see in the list command.
Oh well.
Like you can see file attributes.
LS has command line options. So if you type ls-l, it'll give you like the permissions, who owns it, how big it is. There's probably, how many options are there for LS?
I guess it's at least a dozen.
It's about what I was guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can, if you want your files color-coded, LS has an option for that. You can list hidden, or dot files. Files that begin with a dot are typically hidden. You can find those just by adding a dash A.
What's up with dot files?
They're just files that, for one reason or another, you don't.
Like system files, like configuration files?
Yeah, so CSHRC is the most common one, right? It's just set up your environment. And, you know, most users shouldn't play with it, so it's hidden from view. What else? Dot login.
Dot login, yeah. Which is the same thing for login.
Everything is executed. Like any system file that you shouldn't fuck with, mess with.
How do you, what was the problem that we were having with your little John?
I don't know. Because I wasn't any, I was just watching things.
We're trying to compile.
We're trying to tap into a specific machine, but I wasn't.
No, like once we actually got to where we're trying to get, we were trying to do like X-Source. What's X-Source?
I don't know.
X-Source.
Nobody knows what that is. And apparently the X wasn't supposed to be there. It was just source.
Yeah, source is the what you normally use.
What does that command do?
It executes the commands in a file.
If it's like a C shell file.
So it's like run a batch file.
Yeah. Though you don't really have to do that, right? If you make it execute, I only use it to like set shell variables. You know, like I'll source my path file or my aliases file.
What does that do?
So my path file just sets my path, my search path. So and every time I log in, it's sourced automatically. It's part of my login environment.
So I'm saying with the action of sourcing, what does that do? It just
executes whatever commands.
Okay.
If provided they're C-shell commands.
Okay.
If you're in C-shell. I mean, so if you try to source a tickle script or something, it won't do anything.
Tickle script.
Programming.
Oh. Right on.
The Andrew file system does have its own stuff on top of that.
Yeah, Andrew's just wrong.
Oh no.
The Andrew file system is...
faulty.
No, it's on its way.
Is that AFS?
Yeah.
Okay. Pitt uses that too, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of schools use it.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Not only schools, but other places. Well, it's slowly being replaced by, what is the new one? Odyssey, I believe.
Was that developed here?
Yeah.
Andrew? Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coda. That's the name.
I'm sure they'll do things right too.
What's wrong about AFS?
Just the productions are non-standard.
The protections aren't right. The access control lists.
And some of the commands are just non-standard. It's really...
The FS package.
Yeah. I just don't even... I try not to use it as much as possible. As little as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't make any difference to me. It's all my home directory is on AFS. It's transparent as far as I'm concerned. It's just like anywhere. But the access control really is so strange. It's like, so if you set your Unix permissions in the standard way, with chmod or something like that, it doesn't always have the effect you think it's going to have because AFS cares about other things. I've never had any success playing with access control lists. Have you, Mike?
Nope. Don't use them.
Super. Well, I had to try once because we had, they wanted my, I forget what it was for, CPOF probably. I wanted the RCS directory to be, I wanted to be under my protection. Like, nobody could access it even though I tried to, set all the permissions for it.
We just had to do it for a test. We'd let our teachers see our answer.
What was that? We would
fail. Questions?
I see what's happening in computer skills workshop.
It's terrible. We don't have any general requirements at Pitt.
Yeah, that's a standard freshman class.
It's a
16.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cool. We have classes like general writing, but it's easy enough to place out of those.
There's general computer classes people can take within our fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from a long time. I mean, the CSW is on its way out, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was first done because people didn't know how to use Macs.
That's beautiful.
I didn't know how to use Macs until I came here.
Right. But of course, when I was an undergrad here,
awesome.
Mac was it.
Yeah, but you probably knew how to use a PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mac was the dominant environment. It was just Mac and Unix.
Why did it change?
No, that can't be true. Because when I was here, we had PCs and Macs. No, you had no...
PCs were gone.
Microsoft and Gateway bought every university in America?
Pretty much.
Did they really?
Did you know you can get Microsoft for free? Do you know that?
Yeah.
You can go get any Microsoft product for free. So it was like $1 billion deal between them and...
And like, because I'm a Pitt student? Or because I...
Yeah, as soon as you go on Pitt student, you can go and get any Microsoft stuff.
Wow.
No, I just have to ask
you.
Like,
not any of it. You can download some of it, but not, or you can...
Anything?
Wow.
I mean, like, their operating systems, their office, their...
Huh.
Their development suites.
Yeah.
Which is all they make.
But. Yeah, it's true for us, too.
So who owns you guys? Who bought your soul? Microsoft
Gateway,
as well?
Is everything your Gateway to?
I don't know. What are the machines?
The Dell.
What are the PCs?
No standard.
Because, like, every computer lab at Pitt is Gateway now.
Yeah.
And they all... They're terrible. They
really?
Break.
Why are they terrible? The Gateway aren't Disney.
It's cheap and made.
Really, are they?
With sub low quality components.
Huh.
I think there's side IBM, isn't it?
I don't think we have a single IBM.
Dell.
There's like
one.
Yeah.
So because IBM lost tons of their like corporate support. Everything used to be IBM and now. Like HP is like compact.
Hmm.
Take on the market.
What do you think is the highest quality computer?
I don't even know. Like PCs? I think Macs are just the highest quality made.
Computer. Yeah.
Just because they're, you know, they're made right. They're too expensive. I don't know about PCs.
Yeah.
It
really doesn't matter all that much. We had a problem with SAGs because we had a problem with Linux running on SAGs because there was a critical piece of the SAG motherboard. SAG is SAG Electronics.
Oh.
There's a critical piece of the motherboard that Windows doesn't really use, but Linux uses, and they just didn't test it adequately.
What was that?
I don't know exactly what it was, but it, sometimes when it was under a heavy computational load, the machine would just power off.
Huh. Wow.
Which is nice.
So we switched to Dell.
But Dell's pretty good customer support, yeah? Like, that time, the one in the lab was messed up, they fixed it in, like, a day.
So yeah, that's right, they did.
It's just worth buying Dell for that. Yeah, that's all really matters when you look for a computer manufacturer, I guess, is how well they support it.
Right, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, it's not like they're all using the same process.
They're using the same, so. Yeah, all using the same low-grade OEM components.
Man. When I was in 7th grade, we got a Mac 2CI. It was, like, hot shit, man.
It was awesome. Got it.
Yeah. Wow. Third grade.
Oh, you're
2CI? No, well, maybe it's a little different.
I'm a little older than you.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not. 24?
Yeah.
22.
So, 2 years. Plus 2 years for the 1 year for the grades, 3 years.
But you were in third grade, you said. Yeah. Well, I was in 7th grade, so that means I would have been in 1st grade. So it was 6 years before? No. No, this particular computer I'm thinking of came out the year that I got it. That we got it. Why the hell are we talking about this? Wow. Sorry.
What was the 2CI as opposed to the 2C?
I don't know. Had an eye after it.
Had a brighter green.
Because we had an Apple 2C. Like,
Apple 2C. Yeah, I remember that.
With two floppy disk drives.
Right, yeah. That was a little bit different than the one we've got. A little bit different.
About 83 or 84, wasn't it? It was a little before the Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely wasn't GUI. It had no GUI at all. It was just straight up. Like, it didn't even have a hard drive, I don't think. It had to, like, boot up from four floppy disks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wasn't it? It just had a. There was no OS. It was just a basic.
Very great. You must have been.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's like really cutting edge for like. Yeah. That's really
much
cool.
Like the Commodore machines.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it had a little bit of a RAM and just loaded like a 8K file memory.
That's brilliant, man.
2K. But I remember running like what was the game we should play? It was a great game. You had to go through a museum.
Invisible Tank.
One of the Infocom games.
I don't know. Then I actually tried. I remember I used to subscribe to this magazine, and in the magazine would be like pages of code.
And then
you'd like type in it'd be like 300 lines for like those games. Like,
you just copy it.
That's how they would like distribute games.
Oh my gosh.
You'd get a magazine that had like 8 pages of code that you'd like type in.
Oh my gosh.
For days. Because you're in third grade, you can't type that well.
Right.
And you find out there's like 500 syntax errors and it doesn't work at all. And you're totally destroyed.
That sucks, man. That hurts.
It has to be crashing.
Wow. My friend turned his Mac Classic into a fishbowl. That seems to be the popular use for those things anymore.
I've seen Planters. Like,
Planters, good one. That's a lot easier.
In the shady side.
Cluster of them,
right? What would you say?
It's a Beowulf cluster.
It's just a clustering architecture.
It's in shady side. There's a street that juts
still
off
have
of
one that he never,
what's it called?
I don't know what street it is, but there's a house and it's got like, they have all like five or six, like a couple of SC30s.
Planters. Wow.
SC30s. It's like completely got it with like flowers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Somebody here looking for you.
No, don't believe so.
Pizza?
What about Beowulf and architecture? Sorry.
Beowulf, in addition to being a classic translated by Seamus Haney, is also a...
Very good. Very nice. Just dropping knowledge. Yeah. Look what I know. I'm going to show off my big brain.
Indeed. Yeah, it's also a clustering architecture for, you know, to make a large amount of crappy commodity computers act like a supercomputer.
Oh.
Didn't they do something like 1,000 PlayStations?
Like 1,000 PlayStations? That's like making 1,000 cranes.
And they were able to make a crane.
The cool ones are the ones that are made out of 386s and 486s and just like, you know, hundreds of them.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he had some sort of wall of Macs greeting him in the morning as he wakes up.
Whoa.
You see, I overclocked. Managed to put the wire on the window. Melted all the ice. My 30 megahertz back in. 95 block. Sorry.
Rock and roll.
Try to transcribe that.
I was just thinking. You know
wait,
what?
I don't want to do that.
Just write
Gopi voice in there.
Gopi voice. Okay. What is Gopi?
A Gopi is a guy that we used to have around.
Oh, he's a guy that works here. He's not a programming language.
He used to. No, well, he is a programming language, sort of.
In his own right.
Yeah, he has a very simple algorithm that takes him through life.
God. Woo, there's an analogy for you. We
it's
are.
Got like 10 rules in it.
That's brilliant. Actually, I guess that's.
I'm gonna go there.
That's all.
I think that's how we all live our lives in our own little Gopi kind of way. And on that note, we are rounding the 21-minute mark, so I thank you all for your time and your patience.
Yay.
I'm sorry that the previous meeting got messed up. Okay. People who aren't named Rob and Michael Bett must stay and continue to discuss mindless things, which we're going to restart in just a second.
Yay.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It's like 4 hours late.
I'm going to stop this meeting, and then we can eat whenever it comes. We should be, like, any minute, and then pick up another meeting.
Any minute.
We'll be right back. In a minute. You ever get Saturday morning cartoons?
I remember that, man. Oh, yeah.
What? In a minute. It was just random cartoons. Something. We'll be right back. It was like the in between cartoons. They also have, what was the one with like the 10-gallon hat and the cheese?
I remember
wheel of
that
cheese
one.
And the 10